It's D-Day at Federal Parliament, with the Labor Party set to announce later this morning whether it will allow the government's personal income tax package to pass Parliament. It's strongly indicating it'll block the third stage of the income tax plan, citing its cost, saying it's too much. Labor's already said it will back the first stage, which would hand up to $530 to low and middle income earners in the next financial year. Joining us now is a man who could help the government with the numbers, or not, Senate crossbencher from South Australia, Independent Tim Storer. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Sava.
You only favour phase one of the package of the personal income tax plan. Why?
Well, I've undertaken a review of the legislation since the budget, hearing from respected economists and other stakeholders and from the government and other parties. And I've come to the view, and as I announced about a week and a half ago, that I see that the first stage as being reasonable and very targeted and affordable and appropriate for low and middle income earners, to provide them with taxation relief in an environment of wage stagnation and cost of living pressures. And its cost is appropriate. It's significant, $22 billion, and it's legislated in for 2018, and this is the measures that are occurring in this year. There are other elements of the overall plan which are legislated in 2022, 2024. The 2022 measures are worth $82 billion, and the 2024 measures are $40 billion, and they're very significant going forward through past the 10 years. So
Labor's indicating the same concerns there, that the cost of the latter parts of the package are too much. And it seems to be indicating that it's not going to pass the policy in full. The government's been pretty insistent, though, that it's not going to break up the package and allow it to be passed in parts, meaning that there'll be no relief for low and middle income earners next year. How big an issue, then, do you think that this will become in the upcoming by-elections?
Well, I think we're here today. We have in Canberra this week and next week, we have a significant opportunity to deal with this legislation. I've put forward an amendment which effectively excises the 2022 and 2024 measures, which I think is prudent and reasonable. And I think that's a positive thing to do. Otherwise, we are looking at somewhat of a bad policy and a tricky politics situation where we're being locked into long-term, perhaps unaffordable measures. And we have history to show in terms of the tax plan passed in 2007, and even going back to the early 90s with the LAW tax law cuts, which were proved to be unaffordable. So I'm taking a very conservative approach. I'm not reflecting on the by-elections. What I'm doing is looking at the legislation on its merits, sharing my proposal with the crossbench to try and gather support and further on from
that. The government said yesterday it won't blink, so this tax relief could be dead.
Well, I believe that there's an opportunity. They don't need to render it dead, as you mentioned. There's an opportunity to pass needed tax relief for low and middle income tax earners, everyone up to $125,000 in income, which is quite significant, by passing the 2018 measures, but also being prudent with regards to the state of the net government debt, $350 billion, gross government debt, $550 billion, whatever way you want to look at that. That's very significant.
You want a more considered debate about tax reform. How likely is that, given what happened under Labor? The Henry Review was pretty much ditched after one failed attempt at one part of it, and the Coalition ditched its white paper process. I mean, it looks fairly unlikely. Governments can't seem to tackle it.
Well, I think there is I reflected on that last week. I think there is an opportunity to do so in terms of a crossbench which would be amenable to wider, broad-based tax reform. And if the government so wished to take that forward. But I guess that was the issue I had with the company tax legislation. I saw it as narrowly cast in an environment in which we needed to, all of economists, stakeholders reflected on a need for broad-based tax reform.
So it sounds like you're not going to be helping the government. Only three of the 10 crossbenchers who were elected to the Senate remain under the banners under which they were elected. You were elected with only 189 direct votes. Do you think the Founding Fathers had this in mind when they said about the Constitution that someone like you could wield so much power?
Well, I was elected as the fourth Senate candidate in the Nick Xenophon team. Nick Xenophon team obtained about 23% of the South Australian vote. So I stood at the last election.
But that's not who you're standing for now.
That's right. But the High Court declared me as a senator for South Australia, and I believe that it's appropriate for me to take forward my approach to reviewing legislation on behalf of South Australians in terms of integrity, fairness, prosperity, sustainability. And I will do so, and I hope it meets with their support.
Independent Senator Tim Storer, thank you very much for joining AM this morning.
Thank you, Sabra.